We're always thrilled to have our very good friends from YMCA come and join us. And Baz is here again, all decked out. Looks very stylish today, doesn't he? With his man about town London cap and his coat on. Very London,
very
of you, Baz, this morning.
Dr. Harry.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, it's great to be here. Long time no see.
Yes.
Like, I think it's been about 4 weeks.
Since
I've been. Oh, thanks, Cindy. Yay. I missed you too. Not sure about Daz, but I really do miss you, Cindy.
Oh, I know.
It's certainly great to be here. I'm not really sure we're at the right place, though. I'm not sure about the tone of the conversation. You having naked sculptures running around everywhere.
We don't write the news. We just report it.
Yes, headline news on the ABC this morning. Yes, that's right.
And you went away a little bit, didn't you?
I went up to the Gold Coast for a few days, a couple of weeks ago, just to chill out for, take it easy for a couple of days. So
Get some sun?
Oh, a little bit. I'm not a big sun person now. I actually had a melanoma cut out of my back, so I don't get out in the sun, but I do enjoy relaxing in the shade.
Yeah, it's amazing how people, when I lived up there and then moved back, people said, how could you possibly move back to Melbourne from the Gold Coast? And I said, very easily when you live on the Gold Coast, because it's a different place when you're living there and you understand the nightmares of the place. The infrastructure is just terrible. It's out of control. To go in there and having a relax. A great place to go away and relax for a week or a few days. It's a beautiful place because you just unwind completely. But when you live there, it's a different thing.
Yeah, look, I agree entirely. I lived just north of Brisbane there for a couple of years. It's lovely. It's very picturesque. But a bit like you, Daz, I enjoy the seasons. Mm. I enjoy the change. I actually enjoy rugging up in winter. Not sure about yesterday. Yesterday was a tad cold, tad windy, tad wet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still at the same time, it does provide that that differentiation, I suppose, between the sunny days as well. Yeah, but
is that what you call it?
It's charm.
Melbourne. But it was great to get up there. And I remember just one day we got up, we had breakfast, and just then my wife went and sat down by the pool, and I just sat in the outside section of the bar. But anyway, it was a nice relaxing area. And I just chilled and I jumped on Facebook and Twitter and the newspapers and really relaxed for a few hours. It was great to take some time out. And that's what's good about it. And then we went for a nice walk down the beach. And you're right, Daz, it's a great place just to go away and relax, that's for sure.
It was one of the last things that I did before I left.
I remember you told me this.
I went for a long walk. I parked down at the top end of the strip up the main beach area and I just walked. I reckon I walked for up and back maybe 5-6 kilometres, just walked. I wanted to take in my last walk along the beach. I knew I'd probably get back at some stage. But when I go back and see my family, I'm not interested in going to the beach. I've done all that. I'll go and spend time with them at their place. But it was lovely just to wander along the water and just absorb what that place is. It's a lovely place of the world. If you've never been to the Gold Coast, you need to go up and experience it. But it's just nice walking through.
Are you having a moment?
I was having a moment. Film some people.
No, Daz, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm connecting here. Good on you.
We're connected.
No problems. But Mo's here today as well.
Yeah, Mo's always
connected. Yay, our good friend Mo. Morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. Good.
Mo's cold. He's got to sit on his hands. It's very cold.
Mo's sitting there feeling like he's out of the loop. When was the last time you took a long stroll along the beach and really thought about
Queensland
life?
Last year, and then I also did Europe summer last year as well. So
yes.
Lots of beaches there, so it's fantastic.
Yeah. Show off.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Gold Coast, I'm talking about Europe.
I think Mo's, this should become the Mo section rather than
pretty
the YMCA
much.
Section.
Yes.
I think he's been here about 3 weeks out of the last four.
He's
sort of taking over. He came in the other day to my office and said, Baz, you've got to have a serious chat. I said, what's wrong, Mo? You know, what's going on? He said, you're out. Except you're out. Buddy.
Wow.
I'm in. You have to ask me permission to come along from now on. I'm here, so he's letting me come along.
Negotiated.
Yeah.
We chatted a while ago about the Men of Doveton program, which was hugely successful, and I believe that the Men of Doveton Part 2 is about to hit us again.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We're going to start on 30th July. It was a fantastic first round program. We had 15 gentlemen come through. And the reason of the program is that, especially with the southeast suburbs, there is an increased rate of depression, anxiety, lack of social connection, suicide, even lack of activity. And this program really facilitates for that to come true and be a part of these men's life and their lifestyle and really educate what are the best actions they can put in and you know the best pathway they can take to ensure they have a good mental, physical, and social health.
I'm assuming there's some wonderful stories that have come out of it as well, mate.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So there's, you know, there's been men where it even comes back to their relationships outside and inside the house, and there was ones where they were having difficulty even just communicating with their partner, not understanding what sort of conversations to have, not understanding how to take on the emotion because they've never really been taught how to express themselves.
Wow.
So the program taught how to express themselves, and they were able to go to their partner and have these conversations. And like now they were saying that they hadn't spoken to their partner for 2 weeks, and now they're back sleeping in the same room, having these conversations, really in a healthy place.
That's great.
And that's really powerful.
I think the thing is that Mo's speaking from authority here in that he led this group of really courageous men. He was the guy out front. He was talking to them every week. He helped them and guided them through. Yes, we had a trained psychologist there. Yes, we had the wonderful Tori organising it and attending there as well. But Mo was that main point of contact for the men. So when Mo's speaking about these stories, he was there. He was with them. He was helping them to share it. He was providing the safe space for them. So just amazing.
I'm a little speechless. That's not often that happens to me. Mo, how are you feeling? Like, you've obviously got these, you know, real people that have come along and have given their all to you. They've decided to make that commitment to open up. How did you feel hearing these stories?
Oh, it was just incredible. Like, just knowing that all they needed was someone to actually listen and just create that safe space where they can have difficult conversations. They can bring up issues where they haven't been able to bring up in the past, and they have a whole room of people supporting them. So that was one of the biggest things, is building camaraderie along these men, because they haven't had those social connections. So,
do you think that, I mean, we're in a world now that is just so busy and everybody is so time poor that people are forgetting to listen to one another?
Yeah.
So do you think that, giving them that time that you were offering them, it's obviously making changes, huge changes in their lives?
Yeah, absolutely. And all they did was commit to 2 hours a week. It was 2 hours every Monday night that they committed to. And That small commitment with the actions that they were given, the skills and the strategies, just, you know, paved the way for the rest of their lives, really.
Is that the biggest step?
Sorry?
Making that commitment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Biggest step for them? They found that making that decision to come was the hardest thing to do?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you think about the stigma that men generally face with, you know, being a part of men's mental groups and opening up in expressing their emotion and saying that, hey, I'm potentially not good at this side. I'm weak at this side. I need assistance. That's something that's very difficult. And that's something that I know that even growing up, I didn't have the skills and the strategies to overcome that. So this is such an important space. And those men being up to that, they are the real heroes. They're the true champions.
But I don't think that anyone learns this stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind
of
just expected that you learn how to communicate effectively.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Unless you commit yourself to and open yourself up to learn, it's not going to happen. So hats off to these guys, for sure.
They're amazing. Like, we all deal with adults, and we know adults that still can't communicate to this day. So it's important to, you know, have those skills and those lessons that you can take away and be like, hey, this is how I can communicate this better. This is how I can get people to understand me better and also understand them better.
This is brilliant. I love this.
So you can get information from, you can get information from the website. It's the booking system's on the website.
Yeah, people really easy.
Who are you targeting? So for our listeners out there, the gentleman out there thinking, I don't know whether this program's for me or not, who should be making contact and coming along?
Well, really any male that's in the southeast suburbs that's looking for any sorts of positive development in the mental health, in their physical health.
Okay.
And anyone that just wants... The biggest thing that we got from this program was men were missing a social connection.
Yeah.
They were like, we don't have the friends that we need to have. We don't have the positive relationships with males that we need. And this facilitated that beautifully.
The girls are very good of catching up in a group and having their coffee together, aren't they? The girls are very good at that. And they'll sit there and they'll talk.
Yes.
Guys don't do that. We don't do that. So we need this opportunity.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And Mo, I want you to tell us about the nutrition part of it in a minute. But I think it was about 9 or 10 out of the 15 said the main reason for coming along was to get some friends or to meet other men. So, which is fantastic. I actually know of one of the guys that participated. He was on the organising group. Of it, and he's one of our partners. I won't give any details, but he just said, I needed something. I just needed something in my life. And so he came along and joined in. And that just blew me away.
Mm.
Like, when you're on the organising committee, and I chaired that, you're supposed to, probably have it all together, which none of us have, by the way.
No.
None of us have. But he recognised that and said, no, I think this would be good for me and came along. So, you know, full marks to him. But, you know, what courage as well to admit that to yourself and then to do something about it as well, Mo.
Yeah, and it's just amazing that even these men that weren't able to create connections are now going out into community and developing like walking groups. So they're actively going and making connections for the community for other people that could be struggling as well.
Interesting. So I was just going to say, because, you know, you said it, Daz. You said, you know, the women, they go out, they have coffee, they, you know, they talk to one another. We offload everything, probably more than what we should, to be honest. And you guys are just kind of keep it all to yourself. So it's just making that decision to open yourself up a little bit. So if you are sitting at home and listening, thinking maybe this is for me, we'll give you all the details before we wrap up on how you can get involved.
Yeah. Look, 100%. I just wanted the story about, talk about nutrition training, what you did, but then what came out of it for one of the participants?
Yeah, so absolutely. So with the nutrition side, so we did have a person, a nutritionist from Diabetes Victoria come in and first do a talk about the benefits of eating right. And then we actually went through an active cooking session.
Okay.
And the important thing about that is we taught these guys important cooking skills, and guys that generally weren't cooking or didn't understand that they could offer to cook. And they took this back into their family. They took it back into making these amazing meals for their, you know, children and their wives and assisting. So being like, hey, I can help.
Yep.
Yeah, I can offer some assistance. I can offer a healthy lifestyle option. And then again, you think about the relationship that's going to develop in those spaces.
Yeah. But didn't we get a food blog out of it too?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a guy doing a food blog and Facebook and stuff like that. So, and you just think about the positive effects he's having on people outside of their, like outside of the four walls that we were doing it in.
Incredible. I think it's really important. What a lot of people don't understand, we talk about this every time the guys come in from the Y, is that exactly what Casey, Ark Race and Debbie Hills, what the centres do for the community, the connection you have with the community. A lot of people just, I think, have under the impression that it's just a facility, it's a gym, and I can go and swim, and I can do whatever. And first-class facilities, we know that, but it's what you do outside of what the facility is all about in the community is the most important thing, and we'll continue to push that message because a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're exactly right, and we've got some exciting news later on in the year about how we're going to extend our networks and our programs in the community as well. But stay tuned, and we'll be talking about Casey Cares later in the year, and certainly, you know, 97.7 FM is an important part of our ability to reach into the community. So thank you to you guys as well. But stay tuned. Probably just after the grand final, because everything relates to football.
Doesn't it?
Just after the grand final, we'll have some exciting news.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that. Baz and Mo, thanks for joining us again this morning. Look forward to catching up with you, probably Mo, next week. And Baz will just be, he'll go off to the Maldives or somewhere
I'll
for a holiday.
I'll see if I'm with Baz next week. I'll let you guys know.
Good on you guys.
20 minutes.